This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Okay, cool. Why don't you start by introducing yourself?
Hello, my name is Saul. I'm from Genuine BMX, a local brand here in Tucson, supporting kids riding bikes or BMX in general. So,
awesome. For those who don't know, can you talk a little bit more about the BMX community in Tucson and like how you got involved in it?
Oh, the BMX community is actually fairly large here in town. Just very low publicized, I guess. Right now we have Corbin Chiraw, which is an Olympian BMX racer. We got Kevin Peraza, which is from Tucson also. I mean, world known name through BMX for freestyle BMX. And we have Delaney Vaughn, who went pro this year also. So she's an up-and-coming name that will be with high hopes. So there's a lot of BMX roots here in Tucson.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it's like to ride in a BMX race and what the differences are in the different events?
BMX in general, it's just a fun time on your bike. I mean, it doesn't need to be at an event. It could just be wherever you want it to be. I mean, I've had amazing sessions with my son at in a parking lot just because it has a little curb or something, and they do tricks off of that. So it could be as basic as in your front yard to as big freestyle as in large jumps where they could be from, 2 feet to 8 to 10 feet tall, mega ramps, stuff like that. So that's the freestyle side of it. That's why it's freestyle. It's whatever you make it. There's no right or wrong way to do freestyle. It's your style, and whatever you feel is fun and you like to do, that's the freestyle side of it. Now, racing is, there's groups in through USA BMX where you could get started here in town. We have two tracks, Tucson BMX, which is our east side track here in Tucson. And then we got Sports Park, which is up north, Ina and I-10 area. And the racing is, it's a lot of like motocross, but on a bicycle pedaling. So there's a lot of tracks out there that are all different. So it allows you to have to adapt to the terrain and just have fun and work hard as you want, actually.
I know we've seen some young riders trying out the ramps at Cyclovia and other events. How would someone start to get involved in BMX if they were curious?
We've been doing Cyclova even before we were Genuine BMX. So, and we had ramps out there. But you run into kids now 3, 4, 5 years down the road, and they say, I got into BMX because I was at Cyclovia with my family and I just seen, kids jumping. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to try that. And just by practice and persistence and just going for it, now we, got new riders coming out, and every day we got new talent, and it's a good time. It's been definitely fun to see the kids grow, overcome fears, pushing themselves to new limits. I mean, it's as far as you want to take it. I mean, there's a lot of levels to it. So it's been nothing but a good time.
Definitely seems fun. Hopefully people can come check you out at Cyclovia in October. But thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.